This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Determination, as somebody who obviously with deep knowledge of the Russian system, what's Putin's motivation? What does he get out of Donald Trump's election?
You know, I think it's two things. One is revenge against Secretary Clinton. Let's remember that Vladimir Putin thinks that she intervened in his election, the parliamentary election in December 2011, and has said as much publicly, and I've heard him talk about it privately. Number two, President-elect Trump supports a lot of foreign policy positions that Vladimir Putin supports. You just played several of them in your clips, right? And so it's very rational, in my view, that he would rather see President-elect Trump be the next president of the United States instead of Secretary Clinton. Now, I want to add one thing here. Sometimes people jump to the conclusion that this was somehow coordinated with President-elect Trump. I don't believe that for a minute. Mm-hmm. But did the Russians take some actions to try to help him? I think the evidence is circumstantial enough that we really do need this bipartisan independent investigation that others are calling for. Set aside that.
So when you look at the relationship with Russia, we have to see exactly what they mean by the relationship. What's the next step? And the third, exactly what's the whole policy toward Russia? Because I don't want to say a warmth, but a relationship as opposed to no relationship isn't the end of the world. It's what's the strategic framework of that relationship? What are the what are the parameters going to be?
By the way, Harold, maybe I'm not supposed to admit this on TV, but if I'm the chairman of and CEO of ExxonMobil and I can get into Russia, I'm going to pat somebody on the back. He got one of the biggest oil finds in Russia. He actually took Russia to the bank. He got a much, much better deal. It was such a great deal, Russia wanted to cancel it on him.
Because
he got the better of them. Right. And so it's the same thing with what he's doing in the Middle East. It's not personal that he went to all these Sunni Arab nations to get money. It was about getting oil and getting money and growing the company. The question is, of course, can he switch hats as Secretary of State? And the answer is yes. I can tell you, somebody close to Rex Tillerson told him, everything that you've done your entire life has been to prepare for this moment. What you've done before doesn't matter. This is what matters, your service to your country. I don't think Tillerson is sitting there going, what favors can I do for Vladimir Putin?
One of the other things that Mr. Trump, the president-elect, has said is he's looking for...
No doubt. The president-elect is a personality for whom there is no precedent in modern American history. And his campaign included rhetorical elements, challenging patterns, heretofore considered traditional. Before postulating an inevitable crisis, an opportunity should be given to the new administration to put forward its vision of international order. The international debate should be over evolving American policy, not over campaign rhetoric. But the overriding quest for peace and stability has dominated every American presidential administration I have studied and known. Many of the contemporary structures of peace have had either American support or American origin. I hope and believe that in the decades ahead, the United States will continue to fulfill its history and tradition of building world peace.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Now, you might think it is time to stop. Take a look around. You know, be situationally aware of what is going on. I mean, the threats abound. That is the story of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Some of us are already instinctively reactive and situationally aware, but we need to raise the consciousness of the rest of America as well, because look at whether we want war or not, many would say that we are already involved in a war. We're just not participating, but we're being attacked. Trevor Loudon is up with us next, New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com, founder, editor of KeepWiki.org. It's a website which compiles dossiers on activists and political figures. Trevor was quite instrumental, if you might recall, back in, you know, as early, I want to say as 05, 06, in terms of trying to open our eyes up to one rising political star that his star was rather shooting and evident. And we're talking about one Barack Obama. He has become a socialism expert. Author of Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, and the Enemies Within, Communist, Socialist, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. And, of course, he has produced a DVD also titled The Enemy Within, which is, well, I'll tell you, it is quite an eye-opener, and it sets a case for what is happening in our country, especially when we see the way it's being demonstrated on college campuses. We see it, we saw it certainly with the Bernie Sanders movement. And I think you're rather naive after seeing the following. And, you know, and what he was able to generate, I'm talking about Bernie Sanders, if you think that just with the election of Donald Trump that's going just going to go away, then you need to have your eyes wide open over what's on the horizon. Trevor Loudon, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Always good to be on, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, by the way, on the Enemies Within, the DVD, as I suggested, and I want to give you an opportunity to tell our audience how they can get their hands on the DVD, Enemies Within. How can they do that?
Look, they just go to enemieswithinmovie.com. It's enemieswithinmovie.com. They can see a trailer there. They can order copies online, one copy, multiple copies, etc. And it's going pretty well at the moment, I have to say.
Well, congratulations. It is excellent. This DVD exposes the elected officials in our government. These are people that have raised their hand to support and defend the Constitution. And what they are doing is absolutely antithetical. It's almost, Trevor, you get this feeling that, what, they had their fingers crossed when they were, took the oath of office?
Look, absolutely. And you got to look at it this, you know, if you're a communist, the end justifies the means. If you're an Islamist extremist, you believe in taqiyya. You believe in lying to advance the cause. So it's no problem for these people to take the oath of office, then consciously seek to betray it. And if people are wondering, we believe, and we say so in the movie, that there's at least 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who are so enmeshed in neo-communism or Muslim Brotherhood front groups, or both, that they couldn't pass an FBI security background check to drive a school bus. Yet because there are no background checks to serve in Congress or even on the Intelligence Committee in Congress, these people get away with it.
And it's amazing what kind of information that they have access to, isn't that right?
Well, it is. You know, you have people serving on the Homeland Security Committee, the Armed Services Committee, even the Intelligence Committee. And we call out a couple on the Intelligence Committee, like Andre Carson of Indiana, for instance. He oversees all 16 of your intelligence agencies, yet he has extensive ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. You had Luis Gutierrez, the rep from Illinois, who was a leading member of the pro-Cuban, pro-Castro Puerto Rican Socialist Party, who's worked with the Muslim Brotherhood, has extensive communist ties, and he also served on the Intelligence Committee. You know, neither of those guys could get a security background check, but there are no background checks, so they can do what they want.
Well, this is amazing. I mean, Trevor, it's almost like we've entered an era. You know, we went with the Ronald Reagan era of trust and verify, but now it's almost don't trust, but still verify.
Well, absolutely. There's no verification whatsoever. And I think most Americans would be shocked to understand that your intelligence bodies are penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. They are basically being directed to some degree by the Muslim Brotherhood. And your executive branch and Congress and the Senate have all been heavily penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. So you wonder why you're not winning the war on terror. You're wondering why terrorist outrages like what happened in Ohio yesterday can be allowed to happen, because you've got people in your government who are either turning a blind eye or actually complicit with these people. And that's what our movie exposes.
Well, I know America will be shocked and is being shocked by this movie. The truth is a very powerful weapon, and it counters the narrative. I mean, and I know that Main Street America, Flyover America, the Forgotten Man and Woman are going to see this movie and go, how could this happen? How could our government be so penetrated by our very own enemies? And this explains so much with you know, them taking advantage of political correctness and this diabolical move within our government that has opened the door to something that is absolutely antithetical to our U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, and this is not an accidental thing. You've got to realize, well, if we just talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, we started in Egypt, it was kicked out of Egypt for being too violent. It was then picked up by the Soviet KGB and trained by the KGB and spycraft and subversion techniques. And then helped to form Hamas and eventually Al-Qaeda and even ISIS. Yet this organization is not illegal in America. It has numerous front groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations and the Muslim American Society. All of CARE, all those things. The Muslim Students Association, and it operates freely in America. Many of your congressmen cooperate with it. It influences your FBI, your CIA, your State Department, your Education Department, and has regular access to the executive branch of in Obama's White House, and it is pushing pro-terrorist, pro-Sharia policies all the time, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one thing we advocate is that Donald Trump has promised to do this, is to pass the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act, which is expiring with this Congress but needs to be regenerated, and that bill would basically enable your law enforcement agencies to shut down these Muslim Brotherhood fronts. But that's being held up because so many of your congressmen and senators are involved in this.
Trevor, we're gonna hit the pause button right now because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We've got more from Trevor Loudon on the other side. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at BMartinezLive. We're talking with socialism expert Trevor Loudon. He is from New Zealand. Met Trevor, what did we meet, about 4 or 5 years ago? No, maybe longer than that, didn't we?
It's been, anyway, we met a number of years ago when he first did this extensive research on Barack Obama and the enemies within. It was quite quite powerful. And we met, I believe it was at a Tea Party event in Florida. And we yep. have been joined together ever since, and I always appreciate Trevor coming on the show. And, of course, we're talking right now about his video, his documentary, titled The Enemies Within. And it is quite an expose. I know some people are, I would think many would be shocked. Because they, with the people that have infiltrated, and I'm telling you, it is rather dangerous. And we were so close to losing this republic because of the enemies within. And as I was talking to Trevor on the break, if Hillary Clinton would have gotten elected, we are looking at four more years of the Barack Obama policies that have allowed these enemies to flourish within our government. Maybe 4-8 years, I don't think we would have recognized the America of the 21st century, would we?
No, I don't. And I think Hillary Clinton would have done so much by stacking the Supreme Court, by bringing in hundreds of thousands of Islamic refugees from the Middle East, by giving amnesty to 30, 40, 50 million illegals, who vote 80% Democrat. She would have basically created a one-party state.
Mm.
She would have taken America to the point it couldn't be fixed. It could never be recovered. So we certainly dodged a bullet, but we have to be we have to turn this tide back. We actually have to use this opportunity we've been given to defund our enemies, expose our enemies, and get them out of the system.
Yeah, we're talking about our country being run by New York and California, right?
Well, exactly, and they would cast the whole country in their image.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at California, you cannot elect a conservative statewide in California anymore because of the illegal immigration and the unions going around getting and the huge vote fraud that these people are perpetrating.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the plan for the whole country.
Well, nobody wants to talk about the voter fraud, and the illegal votes. Whenever this whole deal, and of course Democrats are trying to hang on to something and do what they can to invalidate the election and the selection by the voter politic of one Donald Trump. And so they want to talk about the supposedly Hillary won the popular vote. Well, of course, we know that that's not the rules. It isn't about the popular vote. It is about the electoral vote. But Democrats are doing everything they can to rally their followers and to give them something, some sense of victory. But the fact of the matter is they got annihilated, whether it was nationally or even at the local level, Trevor. I mean, look at the influence of Republican ideas in, 39 states in the country that are now governed by a Republican majority?
Well, that's exactly right. And the people in America are basically center-right, they believe in the Constitution, and they believe in the free market system. That's what people believe in. They believe in a strong defense and sound education. They have those conservative core values. Even most Democrats have those values. But the problem is, you have these huge concentrations of power on the East and West Coast that are really run by socialists and Marxists. And they use the power of California, the power of New York, to basically swamp everybody else's views.
Mm. And look how well they're doing. Trevor, look how well they're doing. I mean, the proof, as they say, is in the pudding. It's not like as if you can look to California and New York and say they're the poster children of success.
No, well, not in American terms, not in terms of business or prosperity or anything like that, or freedom. But in terms of socialism, they're a great success because what they've done is concentrate a lot of power in a very few hands. And that's what socialism really is. It's nothing to do with redistributing wealth. Socialism is about tyranny. Socialism is about concentrating all the power in a very few hands. And if you're not in that select elite, you're in major trouble. And that's been very successful in California, New York, and Massachusetts.
Mm. Well, you talk about the forgotten man and woman in flyover country and the majority of America. You know, look at those two states, and you talk about the forgotten people in California and New York. And, of course, many former Californians voted with their feet, and they just went to the exits. Jerry Brown, the governor, suggests and insists that everything is doing so well, that they've increased jobs and all that. And I say, well, what about all the jobs you kicked out of the state?
Look, I know lots of California business people, and they hang on there for family reasons or because they've got a long-established business, but nobody wants to go to California to start a business these days.
Exactly, right.
And if they can move out, they do move out. Mm-hmm. And that's why Texas is booming, because all the California business is going there, and who can blame them? And that's but they don't care about that. They don't care about the economy. Mm-hmm. It's all about power. It's all about control. And you know, business is just, if business doesn't toe the line, business will be squashed. And people got to get the idea out of their head that socialism is about trying to help people or spread the wealth around. All it is wealth and power and ego. That's all it is. And that's California, and that's New York.
Yeah. I would say the concentration of power, wealth, and ego, right? Because, as you say, it's in the hands of very few people. It is not spread over. You think you're forgotten now. Socialism at its fullest forgets about everybody except that ruling elite class, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this, you know, Americans have to understand just how close this all is, because, you know, in this country, this country will soon be a minority-majority country. And the left are working in the Latino communities and the black communities and the Asian communities to turn them all into permanent slaves of the Democratic
Party. Exactly, right.
And, yeah. And they're pouring people into Texas to do this. They're pouring people into Florida, Virginia. They've already flipped Virginia. They've already flipped Colorado. This is no time for us to get all cocky and think, wow, we won the election, everything's fine. This has given us a reprieve of a couple of years.
Right. Well, you know, and it's time for the Republicans to take advantage of this opportunity and demonstrate that Republican conservative values are working, can work most effectively, and be a direct defense to this movement that is not going away, to your point.
Yeah, you know, because the battle in this country now is not really between Republicans and Democrats. It's between constitutionalists and communists.
Yes.
Ultimately. And Republican Party needs to fly the flag. It has the best message in the world: liberty, prosperity, you know, greater wealth for all. Mm-hmm. Democrats have a message of poverty, dependence, and abortion, but they sell it in terms of hope and change and fairness and equality. They sell it in the most idealistic terms. And so they attract the young vote and the student vote, etc. The Republicans have the best message in the world, and all they can talk about is gross national product figures, the most boring things they possibly can.
Right, exactly.
And Trump, to give him a lot of credit, actually spoke about some real issues in this election.
Exactly. Trevor Lawton, thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez live.
This report is brought to you by Rand McNally. The holiday shopping season can be stressful, so we've made it easy. The Overdrive 7 connected car device appeals to all the drivers on your list. The sleek dashboard tablet brings entertainment, information, and safety features to any car. It also provides award-winning onboard GPS navigation from Rand McNally, so you won't have to fiddle with your phone or pay for connectivity for maps. Steve Fletcher, CEO of Rand McNally.
There are 250 million cars on the road, and most of them don't have the advanced luxury car technology that enables things like hands-free calling and texting, dash cams, and voice assistants. Overdrive was designed to simply bring that technology into any car, no matter the age, make, or model.
off the mount, for passengers in the car or after the drive. Overdrive is a fully loaded entertainment tablet that can be used to watch movies, access social media, and check email. Available exclusively at Best Buy for $399.99 through the end of the year. For more, visit randmcnally.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of SomaBiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of SomaBiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We come at you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us, because it is that doggone important. I mean, after all, if you're going to make a choice, let's make it based on the facts, not on a bunch of opinions. And you've also heard me say that in the absence of facts, opinion rules, and as a result of that, we pay a big price. And this is, I believe, one of the major contributing issues to America finding itself on the wrong track. And so if we're going to get back on the right track, we need to do so with integrity. This is why this issue, frankly, people asked me, in fact, over the weekend, they were going, why are you pursuing the Hillary thing? And I said, well, you misunderstand totally. It's not the Hillary thing. It is the truth thing. That's what's most important. If you think it's about Hillary, you're missing the whole point. We're talking about integrity. The reason that our foundation is loose and that we're shaky, and the decision, goofy decisions that have been coming down the track out of this administration in this country right now, is because we do not have a clear vision, and that clear vision needs to be absolutely based on truth. Our next guest has been with us many times, and we're going to talk about Blue Lives Matter and why it does. Lieutenant Randy Sutton is with us. He is the national spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter, retired police officer himself who served with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for 24 years. He was also awarded a Presidential Point of Light Award by President George Bush for his creation of a reading program for any inner city children. Randy, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's critical. You know, again, we've got law enforcement being attacked now. I mean, what, over 20 ambushes reported this year. What we're doing, you know, and what we're experiencing at the very core puts our communities in jeopardy. And this is why we need to counter the narrative with the truth that Blue Lives Matter, and I know you're not saying Blue Lives Matter in lieu of something else. It's Blue Lives Matter because all lives matter, right?
Well, Blue Lives Matter became an organization in order to counter some of the false narrative that has been spewed by not only media outlets, but by organized groups who are trying to put out a false narrative about police racism and violence. And so that's why we came into existence, in order to get the truth out there, which, as you so eloquently put at the beginning of this segment, it is the truth that will set us free. And Blue Lives always has believed and always will believe that all lives matter.
Well, Randy, it was reported last week that a total of 60 law enforcement officers have died in firearms-related incidents in 2016, marking a 67% increase since 2015. This reported by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. I mean, this is an incredible increase, and there is no doubt the men in blue, the people that most Americans honor and respect, are under attack.
They are, and the startling statistics are such that not only have the murders increased by close to 70%, but the ambush and targeted of killings of law enforcement officers has gone up somewhere around 400%. And this is what is so unnerving to the American law enforcement officer. Within a period of 24 hours last week, we had 6 police officers die in the line of duty. Not all were murdered, but 6 gave their lives in the line of duty. And the targeted assassinations or attempted assassinations of police is just astronomical. And these are the ones you hear about. You don't hear about them all because many of these police officers are wounded, some grievously, some catastrophically, but they don't go into the statistics of those who were killed. But there have been many more shootings, many more catastrophically injured police officers, some who have been paralyzed and had their lives ruined as well. And it's simply because there are people that are targeting law enforcement officers either purposely because they're cops or because they don't fear the consequences, Bill. And this is something that is so important. They no longer fear the consequences of shooting at a police officer.
You know, and you answered the question that I was about to ask, Randy, and that's what people want to know is why. I mean, this speaks about the very dysfunctional soul of our culture, where we are right now, that we would disrespect authority to this degree, that we would go after authority and do everything we can to spin our local communities into chaos.
Yeah, if you were to listen to some quote civic leaders unquote and some politicians, you would believe that this was all brought on by a racist law enforcement officials, and it simply isn't true. In essence, propaganda has been very effectively utilized by certain groups and by very, very well funded organizations that have in their toolbox access to complicit media, and we've seen it by some of the things that CNN did, where they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar editing some of the reports. It shows that there is a complicity with the media, and this is really dangerous.
Well, we're entering an age, and we kind of suspected this, as information would increase. If there was ever a need for a filter, it is now. To the point, and obviously what was brought out in this last political cycle, Randy, is that you got fake news, dealing and influencing the trajectory and the behavior of America. We're just not, in the mainstream media, ashamedly, has abandoned their post in rightfully publicizing, and not so much publicizing, but reporting, you know, the reality of what we're dealing with. And, I mean, on all levels, to really get down, you know, to the root of the problem. I mean, there has been a concerted indoctrination of people, and I would say, in higher learnings of institutions, some of this liberal thought that has been thrown out there. I mean, you can liken it to somebody screaming that the theater is on fire when it isn't, and it causes a rampage. I mean, I don't know if it's much different than that. Do you?
Well, you know, what we're seeing is a lack of respect for many things American. I mean, I read this morning how the flag of our country has been removed from a college in Massachusetts because they don't want to offend some of the safe places for the students. I mean, what is going on, Bill? This is our nation. This is everything that we hold dear is symbolic is symbolized by our flag. If we don't respect our own flag, then how can we respect the institutions that are so important to this country? And when it comes down to journalism, I mean, I am a strong believer in journalism. I truly am. I believe that it is the fourth estate that keeps our politicians honest, and that's what their duty is to do. But they must maintain integrity, and that's a word that you use so eloquently, and I believe in so deeply is that trust cannot be broken.
Well, if the mainstream media and journalists are the fourth estate, look at the fruit of their product right now. It doesn't favor them very well. I think it puts their profession in a bad light. And at some point, Randy, I would say there needs to be some leadership that stands up on behalf of professional journalism and journalists with integrity that are willing to, you know, call these discrepancies for what they are, expose them, and, you know, renew themselves. I mean, if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. But we need leadership like never before. Lieutenant Randy Sutton has been with us, spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. Randy, thank you so much. Be safe out there. It's 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Tired of serving traditional punch or eggnog for holiday celebrations? Here's a recipe that will spice up your party this season.
Here in the South, everything's hotter.
The summers, the winters, the food, even our hot chocolate. So give your next batch a little caliente boost.
Warm milk with some brown sugar, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. Stir in semi-sweet chips until melted and finish with a splash of vanilla extract. It has just the right amount of kick to get the party started.
We do most of our holiday entertaining shopping at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Getting America back on track.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, I hear the reading of that story, and I think, wow. Are we so much in jeopardy here in this country that that reading could not be heard? And there are some places in this country where that reading will not be allowed. And I don't know how you feel about this, but it is a dangerous time for America. I mean, do not think for a minute, just because we have a new president on the horizon, that all is well. We have slipped a long way, and this has taken decades for America to be where it's at, and there's a lot of work to be done. If you missed that conversation with Dr. Nick Sanchez, an immigrant himself from Cuba, what they went through, he and his family, all part of that Pedro Pan program where they just sent, thousands of young kids, you know, without parents, without super, they just sent them here to the United States. I mean, how crazy is that? But by the grace of God, Nick and his siblings and others went on to be very successful. I mean, he earned PhDs. He's a professor emeritus. You heard his story. But here in America today, a lot of those stories have been muffled into thinking that, kids are entitled, that it just should be given to them. You know, we have developed, this mindset in this country, and I think America is waking up and going, look, we got to do something about this, especially in light and considering that we're about ready to bust loose and be very productive and have a lot of opportunity come to us here, I believe, with reduced regulations and other opportunities that the Trump administration will bring. But if we're not prepared for it, we're going to miss the boat. And individual people are going to miss the boat, and socialism will continue to reign because that's what it does. And speaking of refugees, our next guest is here to talk about that and whether or not America should have a say in the whole discussion. Jennifer Breeden is back with us. She's a legal analyst with the Clarion Project. Jennifer has an incredible background. She worked for a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit International Christian Concern as the regional manager for the Middle East. During her tenure, Jennifer penned articles for the organization's newsletter under the pseudonym Emma Lane and received a large following on Twitter. While based in D.C., Jennifer traveled extensively to the Middle East on humanitarian missions. In Egypt, she set up a sewing factory, believe it or not. I mean, this is the thing. You think, okay, we go to Egypt. What do you do? Well, I think I'm going to set up a sewing factory. I mean, of all the possibilities, we're going to set up a sewing factory for the family members of 21 Christian men beheaded by Islamic State militants in Libya. Jennifer, how do you come up with doing, I mean, of all things, a sewing factory?
Well, and I obviously laugh because I wish I could take credit for that. But I mean, that was, that was a team effort.
Yes.
And to be honest, it's a lot of the Christians on the ground there in Egypt. You know, I had a partner who had helped plan some of it. We had gotten the grant money already approved, and I had gone over there. And I'm just one of those people that says, I don't really see anything in our way right now, so why don't we just go ahead and do this? And we work closely. One of the largest evangelical churches in Egypt is Costa Jabara. And we had lots of Christians on the ground there in Cairo willing to go and negotiate equipment. And then just like you would put together an IKEA piece of furniture, we We just brought it down there in a truck. So just tried to figure out how to make it work, but it was an incredible opportunity to be around them.
Well, and that's the thing about opportunity, and this is what's availing itself here in this country, Jennifer, I see, is that you look at the resources, you look what's available. I mean, we really don't have an employment in terms of labor force a problem, although, you know, some could argue that we do. But I think you got a lot of frustrated potential labor force that has been, kind of handcuffed. They bought into the, kind of the political pablum of the day and thought that they should kick back. But, after missing out of work and, being able to provide for their families, I just sense there's this wave of potential energy that's been lying dormant and it's about ready to wake up. So given the right leadership and the evaluation of the available resources and the opportunity coming together, just like what you did there of all places, people would never think in a million years a sewing factory in Egypt of all places. Why? But if you don't have the eyes and you don't have the courage and the leadership to realize that, you're not going to have a sewing factory, and you're not going to have people benefiting, from these kind of efforts and ideas, are we?
Exactly. No. And it's what you said about this whole socialist type government. And that's why socialist governments end up falling apart and, internally combusting, is because you're not giving your people any sort of identity. And that's what happens, is that when people don't have to work, they don't have to do anything, and they think that, yes, that's easier. In the long run, it's not giving you a purpose, a reason to wake up, a reason to provide for your family, a reason to gain some pride and confidence in yourself, and to teach that to your children and to others. And so we've created this cycle of absolutely needing or thinking that we deserve everything. We are entitled to everything. And so by creating opportunities and jobs, which hopefully the next administration is going to do very well with a lot of great plans, we have to be instilling that confidence within us, because we've lost not only the confidence within us, but it's now spread to these areas where there's no confidence in America. We've spent the last 8 years apologizing to the United States of America when people would dream and die to come to this country.
Exactly.
and to have those opportunities for their family.
Well, some of the things you touch on here, Jennifer, has to do, if I can be, so simple about it, it's what makes people happy. I mean, brilliant psychologists say people are happy when they're most productive. Get them to work. I mean, this is why I see the frustration on the faces of so many Americans, and that's why I say they've been handcuffed, and they're not very happy right now, but yet they're hopeful because of this new potential administration that's being put together.
Absolutely. And to go back to the example of Egypt, in Middle Eastern countries, it's customary to wear, black from head to toe for a year after you lose your loved ones. These are the family members of the martyrs. And so a lot of them were the widows of the 21 men that were beheaded in Libya. And even things as simple as setting up the factory, what that meant to them, and us messing up certain screws and having to go through language barriers myself with my American English and then Arabic. But there were smiles on their faces. There was laughter throughout the day, and there was hope. And that doesn't mean there's still not grief and sorrow, but there was a lot of hope there. And
exactly.
That's what we can bring to this country again.
Well, regarding the refugee issue, Jennifer, you talked about America having a voice in this. Clearly, the Obama administration missed it. And that's what was demonstrated and shown very clearly, whether or not Democrats want to understand this or not. But this was shown very clearly in the forgotten man and woman across the United States. They're just not listening to the voices of Main Street America, are they?
No, they're not. And, obviously, the voices of the Americans have been speaking up. This is something that we're concerned about. And I think one of the reasons that the refugee issues become so big is because we're not given, we're not really giving the facts on it. We're kind of treated like we're stupid and like we don't know anything. And when that happens, I think it pushes us into one corner, and we tend to be, more outspoken about these issues. And that's not the truth. We need to start being, and I think that's what Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, showed the people, was that, listen, I hear your voices. I know you're being treated like you're idiots, and you know more than what you're being led on to believe or that you're being talked down to. And so they absolutely have a voice in this issue. And there are so many aspects of this issue that Americans can be involved in the process of deciding.
Well, Main Street Americans are the ones that are living out the policies that have been thrust upon them by this administration. This administration says, hey, it's okay, bring in 10,000 refugees. They tell us they're being very well vetted. It takes 3 years to do that. And somehow within 10 months, we have 10,000 plus refugees coming into this country in the face of our experts saying we can't vet these people. So who are we to believe, the professionals or the president of the United States, who's already lied to us on many occasions? Oh, by the way.
Right. And I think it's been tough for the American people to have to go deal with their societies and deal with this fact that, you know, we don't know what's going on. And so you've had sanctuary cities that have propped up and you've had all this other stuff that is also making the American people feel insecure about this kind of stuff. And yeah, to say 10,000 people, we thought it took 3 years. What kind of vetting process came here? And, you know, I will say that I think it all matters about how we treat our citizens, because we are the ones. And so we need to provide them the facts. We need to provide them what the vetting instructions are, what has happened. Let them know, speak out, and just be open. And don't treat us like we're idiots, because that's what's happened. That's what's led to the rise of the new president-elect, is because we want somebody who sees us for who we are. And that's an integral part of this society. And there are things that you don't have to be as worried about. But President Obama has not made that possible. In not telling people things, just making decisions, keeping people in the dark, really throwing them under the bus, and then saying, just deal with it. That's what makes us scared. That's what makes us angry. And hopefully now, you know, we can start to spread the facts about what's going on.
And the thing that's difficult is the nature of Americans and the citizens and people who come to this country is they love sharing, you know, the cross-cultural, the many cultures that are represented in our country today. I mean, it is just, it is magnificent between the foods and traditions and all this. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. And people, as a rule, I would say previous to this current, maybe this current decade, were fairly open. Open-armed to meet with refugees and to share their culture in that. But when you have situations where, you know, people are being attacked and, you know, you're kind enough to have a baby shower for somebody, and then 6 months later they come in and shoot everybody up. You know, this has a little bit of an opposite effect. And it tightens people, it segregates them, and they want to be that much more productive. I don't blame them for that, but again, this is a lack of leadership and policy that has allowed this to run and is counterintuitive who America is, at least based on the way I was raised, Jennifer. I don't know about you.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think what Obama failed to do is bring in the Middle East Christians into this, not only into the refugee debates, but the Middle East Christians who emigrated here 10, 15 years ago, who can truly not only vet, but reach out and bridge that gap between those people and be able to tell law enforcement, hey, I know how to vet. I've been there.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much, as always, for coming on with us. She's with the Clarion Project, a legal analyst, Jennifer Breeden, on Bill Martinez Live.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?